And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 25th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of Ann Tyler, the novelist born in Minneapolis, 1941, author of The Accidental Tourist, Back When We Were Grown-Ups, Digging to America, and many other books. Ann Tyler, who early in her career decided she didn't want to be a public person, so she stopped giving readings, only does occasional interviews in writing. She said, "Any time I talk in public about writing, I end up not able to do any writing." Ann Tyler said, "I want to live other lives. I've never quite believed that one chance is all I get. Writing is my way of making other chances. It's lucky I do it on paper. Probably I would be schizophrenic and six times divorced if I weren't writing." It's the birthday of the artist Pablo Picasso, born in Malaga, Spain, 1881. He was living in Barcelona in a bohemian community painting portraits of his friends when one of his paintings was selected for the upcoming World's Fair in Paris. He was just 18 years old. He went off to Paris. He saw paintings by Manet, Cézanne, Degas, came home with a head full of ideas for new paintings, only to learn that one of his best friends had murdered a woman and then committed suicide. Picasso was horrified, but he didn't have time to think about it because he got word that an art dealer in Paris loved his work, wanted to put on a show. So Picasso began to paint furiously, produced about three or four paintings a day for about 3 weeks, paintings of street scenes, horse racing, bullfighting, flowers, dancing girls, prostitutes. The show opened in the summer of 1901, more than 60 paintings, dozens of drawings, more than half of the paintings were sold. So it was a great success, and Picasso began to produce a series of paintings dominated by somber blue backgrounds, his blue period. And the first of those paintings was a portrait of his friend who had committed murder and suicide. During that blue period, Picasso began to develop his own style and produce his early masterpieces, including The Old Guitarist in 1902. And it's the anniversary of the misbegotten British cavalry charge in 1854 that inspired Alfred Tennyson to write his famous poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. Theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die. Here's a poem for today by Ted Thomas, Jr., entitled Baptism. I help my father into the shower. With his good hand, he grips my arm for support. Inside, he sits like Buddha on a plastic stool and waits for me to begin. I drench him with warm water, soap his head, his back, the flabby stomach, the private parts, private no more. I had not before seen my father's nakedness, nor the changing contour of his being, his growing helplessness. His brown skin glistens, and I think of him as a young man on the night of my conception, panting, capable, shining with sweat and definition, the soft hands of my mother grasping his shoulders. I pat him dry. He lets me dress him in the white hospital clothes, oil his hair, put him to bed, and forgive him. A poem titled Baptism by Ted Thomas, Jr., from his collection Singing with the Dead, published by Moon Pie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.